Great Britain's cities have been devastated by German bombs. But the country stands firm around Churchill, and with the providential aid of Roosevelt. Roosevelt has just been re-elected for a third term as President of the United States. Though American opinion remains opposed to war, he declares, "We must be the great arsenal of democracy." Only part of the equipment he sends to Great Britain gets through. Every British ship at sea is in great danger. The Atlantic Ocean is crawling with German submarines. Their periscopes seek out British vessels. Churchill is worried. Soon, nothing will get through, and the outcome of the war seems uncertain. Great Britain is an island. This is an advantage as well as a disadvantage. But it is the best hope for the countries under occupation. The German submarines, or U-boats, now have the French harbours at their disposal. Grouped into packs, using torpedoes and cannons, these wolves of the Atlantic succeed in sinking 4 million tons of British shipping in 1941 alone. Here, German submariners toss loaves of bread to a shipwrecked crew who have almost no chance of surviving. They will die of thirst, of hunger, of cold, or by choking on oil.